Blog Talk Radio.
Watching you as you're dreaming, the dreams I thought I knew. Your smile shows the reason I watched it all come true. Your touch is cold and distant,
everybody. Welcome to Liquid Damage Lounge with Liquid Damage. That's me, Linda, and my sidekick, Carmine. Say hi to Carmine, everybody.
Hi, Carmine.
Hi.
Hey, my beloved friends. It's so wonderful being back. And I can't express in words, you know, how I feel. So thank you, thank you, thank you.
Let me welcome in 916. Who's calling 916?
Who is 916?
Who is
Hatter.
That? Hatter, that's right.
Yeah.
Hi, Hatter. I don't have you on my
Hello.
List. Nice to see you.
Oh, I'm not supposed to come. You can see me?
What?
You can see me?
I mean, I can see
right.
you. So we got a full house tonight. Welcome, everybody. Welcome to A Team of Voices Radio. Our group is filled with love and respect, and we are all so happy to see you here. We are poets from all over the globe and offer a variety of programming for your entertainment. We offer an open microphone so you can share your voice with us. There is something different going on with us every single night of the week. You never know what we might have up our sleeve. We have games, slams, talk shows, magic tricks, contests, special events with poetic topics from A to Z. And you may invite, and you are invited to join us for all the fun. Just click on to listen to the live show or to hear any pre-recorded episode, and you can also call up to participate. Thank you all for being here. I'm so thrilled. We are going to have some fun tonight. Carmine, did you bring a joke?
Yes, I did.
I thought you might.
What did the buffalo say when his son left for college?
I know this one, so I'll let somebody else guess.
He said, "Bye, son."
Very, very funny. I have one here. Where did it go? Do we have any blondes in the house?
I'm blonde.
You're blonde?
My hair's always been white.
So
since I was a kid, my
hair's
been white.
How did the blonde die ice fishing?
Ice fishing. I don't know how.
She was hit by the Zamboni.
Okay.
Come on, guys. You know the Zamboni.
Yeah. Hockey. Ice skating.
Right. Yeah, ice skating. How did the pig get to the hospital?
Oh.
In a ambulance. Come on, guys. Quick.
Okay.
Since we got a full show, I got to welcome some more people in. Hello, 845. Who's calling?
Hello?
Hello, 845. Who's calling?
This is Fursifer Roke.
Oh, Fursifer, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very good. I'm glad you could make it. We got a full house tonight. And let me see. We got one more. 814, who's calling?
Tammy Brown.
Hi, Tammy. I'm glad you came back. It's good to have you here. Here's the gang.
Thank you.
We got Carmine, Sylvia, Bring Singer, Jody T, Hatter, Fursifer, and Tammy. That's a big house tonight, so we should probably get started. And does anybody have a preference to going first? Or
I got about 30 minutes, but then I got to leave.
You want to go, Hatter?
I'll be back before you finish. Well, I don't need to go right immediately, but try to make it back after.
Okay, well, let's get your poem up there.
Okay. Let me get to it. Okay. I forget which one I pulled up there. My phone is full and it's running so slow. It is terrible. Okay. I think it's filling my queue. Let me see if it is. Nope. I have to go get it. Hold on. It's in the show. It's on the show page. Run down the hall. Tell another joke.
Oh, run down. Tell another joke. Let me see. What do we got?
Do you want another joke, my dear?
Yeah. Tell me another joke.
All right. What do you call a magic dog? You call it a labracadabra door.
Very cute.
Okay. Running down the hall. Back to the room.
Running down the hall.
As fast as I can.
Oh, here's a good one. What does Alexander the Great and Winnie the Pooh have in common?
What?
Same middle name.
Oh, good.
I like that one. See, I'm getting some laughs now.
Yeah. That's cute.
Okay.
Well, can I just put mine up?
Yeah, well, here, let me try and check it out. I'll run down the hall. Running down the hall.
No, I got it. That should be it.
Oh, you got it?
You guys see it? Do you see it? I posted it twice, and I don't see
what
it.
What is the name of the poem, my dear?
The best locks have no keys.
Yeah, that's it. Let me refresh. I can't believe I posted it, and I can't see it yet. Okay.
What was that again?
Okay.
Does everybody got the poem?
The best,
does everybody know how to get on to the poem?
I don't have it, my dear. What's the title?
The best locks have no keys.
If you're on the message board for a team of voices, the link will come up there. And then you just tap the link and the poem will come up.
Which one is it?
The best locks have no keys.
The best what?
Locks. Have no keys.
Okay. That's fine. Yes, that's okay. Okay, Jay had it. Thank you.
Yep. Okay. We got it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't, but that's okay.
Well, we can get you there. King of Voices. Just click on it, and it takes you to the group page, our chat page, and then that's where we post it, so you can pick it up.
No, all it says is to apply to join the Team of Voices.
Oh, you're not a member. You're not a member. Okay. We'll do that. Be sure to do that, and Deborah will let you in. Okay. The best locks have no keys. It goes like this. The rock that locked the door before was moved to enter at any time. The room had soon become a share. No longer was it mine. People came in as if a game or had to find a way to lock my cave to stop the wave so my lady might wish to stay. I tried to stick, but just as quick, they found a way to back in. I made a sign so they might find someone else to call a friend. But what it took was I wrote a book, knowing they cannot read. When asked to task to translate that, I read to them to heed. For what I said went over their heads, and they took off to find a box. Upon that day, I found a way. I did not need a lock. Just speak in rhyme, and you will find it drives them all apart. It's like a tool when you lose your cool, and as good as a church-born fart. Excuse me.
Hatter, you are a maestro at rhyming and a wizard at writing. This piece is adorable, and I love the last verse, of course. It says it all. Your story is so cute, but also has a serious edge to it, you know. It's kind of a yearning to have your space. But I think you did a really great job on this. So thank you once again, Hatter, for entertaining us. Let me get you some more comments. Sylvia, would you like to comment?
I thought it was great. The rhyming and the flow were just fantastic.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
And the ending was hysterical. It was cute.
Right on.
You wanted funny. You wanted some funny, right?
Of course. A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
Fursifer, would you like to comment?
I'm still trying to figure out how to get onto this website.
Yeah, why don't you go through and let's make sure that they know where we're posting these.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, you got to be a member of the group, a team of voices.
Okay.
If you're not, apply and we'll get you in. Once you're there, you find the group title. It'll be written in red. Just click on it. It takes you to our chat line, and that's where we post these poems so we can follow along.
I'll be sure to apply. Okay. I apologize.
Yeah. Okay.
Did you get it?
Well, I don't let him in. Deborah does that, so we'll probably have to. Well, I could do it, I guess.
Because
it does show up on my page. Let me get it. Tell another joke. See if anyone's there.
Tell another joke. It's a good thing I wrote down 500 jokes today. I literally read 300 jokes today. What did the duck say when it bought a lipstick?
I don't know.
What?
Put it on my bill.
Oh, of course. You've got no lips.
Yes, that's right. Why were the teacher's eyes crossed?
No, I don't know that one.
Because she couldn't control her pupils.
Oh, no.
All right, okay.
That's a bad one.
You know those ones that are so bad, they're fun.
I know. Well, that's the whole deal with my show is bad jokes. If you want to come and bring a bad joke with you, you're more than welcome to tell a bad joke on my show. If anybody knows a joke, go ahead.
As long as it's punny. Okay, I don't see anybody applying to get into the group.
Oh, you want to hear another joke? I can tell you another joke.
Yeah, go ahead. If you guys want to go ahead and apply to enter the group, and I'll let you in.
I'm doing that now.
Okay. And it should pop up on my page. I usually get them.
Yeah, I should have thought of that. I didn't know that they had to be a member of the group to join the
show. Well, to follow
along.
Right.
Yeah, I should have known that. I should have talked to Deb before the show. And
I mean, technically, can't they search up the name of the poem?
The one that was
I'm sorry,
read?
Say that. Oh, yeah. What about it? Did you want to comment? Is that what you said?
No, I was saying technically can't you search up the name of the poem? That like if we say the poem, couldn't you search on the poems?
The name of the poem was The Best Locks Have No Keys. What we just read, and when you find a team of voices, click on it, and it should take you to our chat line.
Well, Jay Hammer did a good job on that. He did a good job.
Thank you, Carmine.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you,
if I may give my
little comment, I'm saying the title alone, "The Best Locks Have No Keys." That title alone is a classic thought. It's very provoking. It's a fun poem, but it has a lot of meaning, especially the last line. I love the line. As far as poetry is concerned, when you rhyme, people don't get it. In fact, I've spoken to some young people today, and they say, "I don't like poetry that rhymes." I said, "Well, so the last line." Speaking in rhyme confuses them all the time, which is good. It's a great job. And the last line, the fun poem was that fart did tear him apart. And it's, It's very clever. So almost Jay Hanna did a great job, like he always does. I mean, he's very clever in that case. Yeah.
Thank you, Carmine.
He's almost Jay Hanna.
Okay, I'm going to go. And
I have the curse of rhyme. Rhyming curse. I know what you mean, Carmine, when they say it's all been said, rhyming is out. They just don't know how to do it. It's frustrating for them. I wrote a free verse today.
I agree.
Well, so it's sort of a free verse, but I usually don't. I usually rhyme everything. I know what you mean. It's frustrating. When I first got here, that's what everybody said. In fact,
yeah.
There were people that if it rhymed, they wouldn't even judge it. If you were in a contest and you rhymed, they wouldn't even read it.
I'm rather so good at that.
I was saying the same thing.
Hey, babe.
Okay.
Oh, he's not hearing me.
Okay, I still don't see anybody asking to get in.
Okay, well, I put... I put Carmine's poem up on the board.
Okay. All right.
I'll do my best.
Carmine wrote a very poignant piece tonight.
Okay, I see you.
You see me there?
You see it?
Yes, I do.
All right.
I'll keep looking for anybody that applies to get in the group, and I'll let you in. I'll keep watching. It might take a minute to get to me, but I'll let you in.
Cool. All right, Carmine, you're up.
Want me to read the poem?
Yes, I would.
Yes.
I think it's a good time.
This poem, beloved, is a testimony to one of our dear family who recently passed away, and I pray you like it. It's called Cheryl Takes a Nap. Born Down Syndrome doesn't seem quite fair. The world was indifferent, but the family did care. Precious her life, heart, endearing smile, enduring circumstance, humble all the while. Your model of love, her own special way for us to see, meditate and display. Cheryl takes a nap now, to God says when, her life restored, we'll see her again. For he has promised what he will do. Perfect love will make all things new. Cheryl, beloved, rest in peace. And
Wow. Carmine, what a lovely picture of Down syndrome you have depicted. It is such a misunderstood condition that most will shy away from, but I have found them to be some of the most loving and interesting people I've ever known, with big, huge hearts and inquisitive to the bone. Your poem was tasteful and loving. My favorite part is the second verse. Precious her life, heart endearing smile, enduring circumstance, humble all the while. That is the most true statement that you could make. They are impeccable people with large hearts, full of love. Thank you, Carmine, for the breath of fresh air. This was a lovely, lovely poem. Jody, would you like to comment?
Oh, yeah, of course. I really like the way you read out the poem. I think the flow of your voice was, like, kind of really cool, in my personal opinion. So that's my comment, I guess.
Christopher, would you like to comment?
I think I'm going to be humbly quiet right now.
Okay, that's fine. Not a problem. Bring Singer. Let's hear from you.
I'm sorry for your loss, but you made an excellent poem. Your whole poem is awesome, but one of my favorite lines is what Damage said was, but I really like the poem, and I'm sorry for your loss again, but you made an amazing poem out of it.
Right on. Great comment. And how old are you, Bring Singer?
12.
She's 12, or he is 12, and he has the most wonderful poetry that I've heard in a long time. From a 12-year-old, it is fantastic. So I think what we're going to do is we're going to find Bringsinger's piece and put it up next. Let's get Carmine one more comment. Sylvia, would you like to comment?
I thought it was fantastic. I actually have a relative with Down syndrome, and their personalities are just amazing. They're the sweetest people, and they're very kind, and they're funny, and I'm sorry for your loss, but you did a well-written poem, and the way that you said it was just incredible. You did it. I get nervous. You showed it was effortless what you did, which was great.
Well, thank
right
you,
on.
My dear.
Hey, Bringsinger, did you bring a poem tonight? Because I can't find one in the showroom.
I didn't bring one, but while more poems are being said, I can try to find one that has jokes or is a bit jokey. I have one.
A bit jokey? You have one? Well, go for it.
I don't know. Looking through, I did not plan to have one, so I didn't write one. I'll see if I can find one that has a joke in it.
Oh, okay. We'll put somebody up
no
then,
pressure.
And while you look for that, Fursifer, would you like to go?
Sure.
Okay, let's see.
Where are we?
Don't start yet. I got to get your thing on the board.
Get my thing
copy
on
link
that board.
Now. I got to run down the hall and pop it in. Uh-oh, how come it's not going? There we go. Okay, you're up.
which one am I doing?
The grass waves.
Sorry. The grass waves, right? All right. Okay. The grass waves, feed the souls, it takes hold, the good deed. Doers doing good, looking well, peace be with you, go to hell. No more trust, only rust, just metal, not stone. Primitive, limited, evolution as a whole. Unless we peaked before, Atlantic lore, it wasn't pure. Progression or recession as soon as the cure. The rain falls for days, always, the grass waves, on the graves, of all the crazed lunatics buried too far down before.
Wow. Awesome piece, my poet friend. I really was impressed by your artistic flow, kind of like a song, and your unique style of rhyming in this piece was stellar. You say what you want in a very concise way. This piece has a purity which comes out in the imagery. My favorite part, no more trust, only rust, just metal, not stone. Primitive, limited evolution as a whole. Boy, you get your point across with ease. And I think you did a fantastic job on this piece. Please, please, please come back again. We would love to hear more from you. I've read several of your pieces, and let me see who's there. That's somebody's knocking.
I'm still here.
Wait a minute.
One's a Skype.
Hello, okay. My darling. Who's calling?
This is Jay.
Hi, Miss Jay.
Hi,
it's
honey.
Good to hear your voice.
Good to hear yours.
Yeah, let me welcome in somebody else who's calling on the...
Hello.
614, who's calling? Oh, it's AP.
AP Taylor.
Why didn't I know that? AP. We've got a full house tonight, AP. And, let's see. We were just commenting on Furcifer's piece. Did you get a chance to hear it, AP?
I did. I liked it, and I liked you liked the rhyming repetition of the words because it gave a beautiful flow and it was well read, but equally I liked the grass waves on the graves of the crazed lunatics. I thought that was wonderful. So there's some really lovely assonance and some great words.
Right on.
Thank you.
Good comment. Hatter. Did Hatter leave us yet?
Yes. No. But I was running down into the studio to check things out, so you have to go by me this time.
Okay. Sylvia, what did you think?
I thought it was great. I actually, my favorite poems rhyme. So I parts that I could not hear just because my phone's acting a little funky tonight. But for the most part, everything that I heard, it was a great flow. It was a great rhythm. And I just enjoy poetry that rhymes in general. That's just my favorite. So I thoroughly enjoyed this. Everything I've enjoyed, it's been great.
Oh, boy, do we have some stuff in store for you tonight if you like the rhyming stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I know Miss J's got a rhymer. Miss J brought a perfect rhymer. And
well, I don't know if it's perfect. But it's fun. I like rhymes,
was,
too.
I thought it was adorable. We'll hear that in a minute. Let's see. Tammy, did you want to comment on first piece?
I thought it was powerful. It was strong, authentic. I thought it was very good.
Right on. Good comment.
Thank you.
Very good. Let me run down the hall.
Hey, Linda, I will be back as soon as I can.
All right, darling. I'll hang in there. Well, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and read mine. Did I put my name here? Yes. And get it out of the way. This is called Passive in Pink. Once upon a time, there was a beautiful frog who was cursed by an ugly old witch and was turned into a lazy old fat guy whose name was Thaddeus Twitch. Thad laid around for most of his days, hence his extra large girth. His shirt always told him of what he last ate, and he smelled of old shoes and dirt. Now the frog inside Thad was a fine sort of fellow. His name was Vincent St. Paul. He only wanted to get himself out, so he searched to find a hole. But nary was a hole to find except Thad's great big mouth. But things were always coming down, so nothing could come out. And then Thad went to sleep at night. Vincent tried to creep, but soon found out that Thaddeus ate sandwiches in his sleep. So hence he felt that he was doomed to live his life inside the stomach of Thaddeus Twitch and try to be satisfied. At that time, Thaddeus Twitch was as happy as a clam, even though the whole town despised this lazy man. You see that it did appear that Thaddeus didn't care. He ate and ate and never, ever made the choice to share. So Vincent Pohl, he sat around and too gained a bit of girth until one day that Thaddeus Twitch began to burst. They both enlarged like a barge. They both grew a lot like that. They grew and grew until one day Thaddeus just went splat. It sprayed the witch, which made her twitch, and then began to roast. She zapped herself with her wand and turned herself to toast. As for the crowd, they cheered loud as Vincent hopped away. All that happened to him was he got sick that day. He ran and found his frog pond and jumped right in like so. Then he found what would help, a bottle of pink Pepto. The moral? When turned into a lazy man by a gruesome witch, there's a way that someday you may do a switch. But if you do and you get sick and you have had enough, just grab that bottle and take a gulp of that bright pink stuff. In poem.
That was great.
That's wonderful.
Okay, Miss Kay,
wonderful.
I heard you laughing. Would you
I'm
like
sorry,
to comment?
I didn't want to interrupt you, but I couldn't help it.
No, that's fine. Would you like to comment?
Oh, I loved it. It was hysterical. You could visualize it, you know. It was like reading a children's book, but for grown-ups.
Yeah, right on.
Yeah.
Very, very
great.
Nice.
Thank you, Jay. That means a lot coming from you.
Oh,
Sylvia.
I loved it.
I actually felt like I possibly in a children's playroom listening to somebody read me a story. I was enthralled. It was great. It was absolutely great. The way that you rhymed and the way that the images with the frog and the witch and the frog exploding and eating and getting bigger, it was just great. I enjoyed it thoroughly.
Thank you very much. Carmine.
Well, Linda, you are the queen of Storyland, and it was an excellent story. I love the second stanza. So colorful. It was adorable. As it was mentioned, it would be a great picture book, creative, flowing with rhyme, and to read to the children late at night would be a delight. The name Thaddeus Twitch is catching. It's very, I don't know, it's just dramatic. And I love that name. And so you come up with some of these fantastic ideas, which, makes you what you are, my dear. And I'm telling you, just keep on doing it, because Passive in Pink is a red carpet poem. Very known part.
Well, thank you very much. That means a lot.
Sounds like a book title.
Yeah. Jody, what did you think?
I really loved it. It was, like, kind of beautiful, same, like, story vibe that everyone else has been getting. It definitely kind of, like, reeled me in when you started with Once Upon a Time, because whenever someone starts with that, like, you get that, like, old-timey feel of, like, childhood a little bit. So I really loved it. I kind of want to hear more of it again.
Thank you so much. And Tammy?
I thought it was very whimsical. I thought it was humorous and cute and unexpected and just everything rolled into one. I loved it.
Aww.
Every line was a surprise. I felt like a kid again listening to it.
Thank you so much, sweetheart.
Well, if you ever get ready to put it into a book, I'll do the illustrations for you.
Yeah.
That would be great. That would be great. Yeah.
That would be fun.
And since, let's see, I got to run down the hall for a second. Carmine, you got another joke?
I'll tell you right now. Why did the golfer wear two pairs of pants?
Why?
Well, he wore two pairs of pants because just in case he got a hole in one.
Oh.
Very
it
funny.
Been more awesome.
I've lost Miss J's poem. Do you have your poem link, Andy? Jay?
Yes. Yes. Yeah, I have it in front of me.
I didn't, for some reason, I didn't punch it in.
I don't
you,
have it on, I'm not at my computer, so I don't have it online.
What's the username, Linda?
Jay Showalter. Oh yeah, we can do it that way.
Okay.
And it's called
The Midget
what is it called, Jay?
Murder.
The Midget Murder.
What was that again?
MIDGET Murder.
Oh, okay.
She's out there murdering midgets.
That's it.
I got it. Okay.
I go for the short list.
Right.
I got it. Just one tick.
Did you grab it?
I just put the link in the chat.
Yeah, I've got it now.
Okay. We'll do Jay, and then we'll
do
Bring Singer.
Too quick. Bring Singer's too quick for me. It's there now, Linda. Two times.
Is it on the board?
Yep.
Okay. Oh, there we go. You're all up, Miss Jay.
All righty. This is called The Midget Murder. The midget lay stabbed on the carpet. By the time our man Sherlock came, the locals were all taking bar bets that the dame known as Jane was to blame. The cops hauled her down to the hoosegow. The coroner hauled off the dead. The press made poor Jane front page news now. But Sherlock stood fast, and he said, "The victim was poisoned without fail long before knife wounds were rendered by the only one posting poor Jane's bail. All eyes fell upon the bartender." Confessions came 3 hours later when the autopsy proved what was missed. From the bartender's wife and the waiter who suspected a bartender's tryst, "I poisoned her beer," the wife blubbered. The waiter then planted the knife. The poison and notes in the cupboard revealed the affair with his wife. Jane and the bartender married. His wife and the waiter were jailed. The fame of old Sherlock was carried by newspapers telling the tale. "The moral," quote Sherlock, "is drier than any martini by far. Where midgets will go, a murder so low is prevented by raising the bar." End of poem.
That Jay. And I saved the triple retort for my funniest poets. And you, Miss Jay, fit the mark. Your humor is nonetheless as awesome as your full rounded wit, which must come from a land of delight. My favorite part is the moral. The moral, of course. I
of
just
course.
Love a story with a moral, and this is an adorable with both. You got
Thank
me with
you.
A giggle and a guffaw and a chortle, the triple crown. Please, please join us again. I'm having
a
show
absolutely.
Next Friday. Man,
I would love
that was
to.
Just so perfectly written. You got me. Let me get you some more. Brink Singer, what did you think?
I think it was an amazing poem. I really liked how you made it, like, funny. It also about, like, an unfunny topic at the same time. Like, you worded it so well.
Now
one of my favorite poems.
Thank you.
Isn't she great? Right on.
She's marvelous. You're on my Christmas list.
There you go. Carmine.
Well, I'll tell you right now, it was a great fun poem. rhyme really flowed like, you know, like a musical piece. And I loved the title. The plot was concluded with satisfaction, and I enjoyed it so very much from the very first line. I felt that Sheer Luck was a great imaginative name. I really liked that. And I could see the talent in this wonderful storyteller. And I know his name is Jay Showalter, so he surely shows his talent with this word. Very good, Mr. Showalter.
Thank you. I'm a feminine, though, not a masculine. I'm a lady.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh,
I'm
that's
sorry,
all right.
But anyway, my dear, you are very talented, and we appreciate, as I mentioned, the wonderful work that's presented on this program because it's got such color, and your poem has a lot of color.
Thank you. I love the show.
Right,
it's got a lot of variety, and it's it welcomes everyone equally, and that's so important to any medium.
Oh, yeah, we got some fabulous poets on this show from all different styles of poetry. Just
right.
From every walks of life, the poetry is fabulous.
You never know what you're going to hear, you know?
Right. So, Tammy, what did you think?
I thought it was whimsical. It was fun. It was entertaining. It was very well written. I love the play on words. I love the whole story itself.
Oh.
I thought it was super great.
Well, now none of my hats are going to fit.
Great comment. AP, what did you think?
Well, I'm a rhymer too, and so I just love the beautiful use of rhymes and cadence. And I think probably I'm going to be unusual here and say my favourite stanza was the fourth because it beautifully rhymed later and later with mist and tryst, and that's just just quality rhyming and great read too.
Thank you so much. That feels wonderful.
Great comment.
Now I know why I enjoy poetry so much. It's because of folks like you.
Yeah. And we have so much fun here discussing and having fun. And I think we should have some more fun. I'm going to put up Miss Jody's piece. Are you ready, Jody?
Yeah, I am. I guess so.
We have yours on the board right now.
This one is called A Mixture. So, here we go. The stirring pot of life gave me two stars, one with dark skin and one with blue eyes. They tell me I'm a mix, a beautiful new creation, but it's all led to my isolation. A life of picking and choosing has been haphazardly given, each team wanting to win like it's a competition. One side pulls, the other pulls more. I'm stuck in between a game of tug of war. Whilst I refuse to flip a coin, both continue to call and coax me over to join. Help us win, they beckon, to forget the other side they reckon. Telling me to choose when I have no choice, then telling jokes another thing to exploit. Pointing at the other side to make themselves laugh, trying to make fun of what they think as riffraff. Then when I choose to speak out, to point and stare, they all start their sentences with to be fair. Saying it was a joke or it makes sense, next they say it shouldn't be taken as offense. Reminding me I'm one of the team, then when it suits them, they recognize the other side of my bloodstream. They see me as one, they see me as other, all based on what they ponder. They think, they joke, they cringe, they cackle. Reminding me I'm still in the other team's shackles. When I'm with one, I am the other, the one thing they swear to smother. But I'm a mix, I'm a match, just not one piece of a puzzle. I'm the whole damn picture, not something you can rearrange and shuffle. I'm not this nor that, not something I can revise. I'm just me, a human being, something I would love people to realize. End of poem.
Wow. That is like such a strong, you put your heart and soul in that, and the strength came out. You know, I went through similar things when I was young for the same reason. Mm-hmm. But the thing that brought me out of it was the sports thing. And yeah, one mm-hmm. side pulls, the other pulls more. I'm stuck in between a game of tug and war. Whilst I refuse to flip a coin, both continue to call and coax me over to join. It was the same way, and I was very, very athletic when I was young. So needless mm-hmm. to say, that got me through. But I felt that at the same time, I really couldn't rest on my laurels. I had to rely upon my ability to throw a ball or make a basket or, you know, tackle somebody on the field, that was getting me by. But this poem, the imagery in it was profound, and I think you did such a stellar job writing this. I'm very impressed. Thank you very much, Jody. Let me give you some more comments.
Thank you.
let's see, Sylvia.
I enjoyed the back and forth, but my favorite part was probably ending the last stanza. I don't have it in front of me because I can't see it, but I know that the way that she ended it was just stellar.
Right, right. Good comment. Yeah. Carmine.
That was a very poignant poem there in respect to, you know, the sense of the feelings of her. And I really liked the flow. I mean, it was very musical. She had opened her heart in her expressions, and you could see that it was very meaningful. If it was meaningful for her, then, of course, the meaningful aspect of what she had written just flowed into the hearts of others. And what you had mentioned in behalf of your experiences and everything shows that the parallel of what she had written definitely affects others, and that's what it's all about. So she did a great job in that, and she should be commended.
Right on. Miss J.
I totally agree. I love the seesaw of it. It's got a rocking chair feeling to it. It's like listening to her life story. It sounds like she is confiding in you of her feelings. And I love the line, "I'm a mix, not a match." That just struck me because we are all so complicated and people tend to simplify us and put us into little buckets, you know, so that they can put us aside and get on with the next one. There's just too many people to meet to know everybody, but I'm a mix, not a match, says that just perfectly. And it was performed beautifully.
Yeah, wonderful comment. AP.
Yeah, I too like the back and forth, but when you do the back and forth, it's easy just to sort of finish with that, but that wasn't where you finished. You actually took the extra step and in the last couple of stanzas reconciled the two positions as rocky as they are. And when I'm with one, I am the other one thing they swear to smother is a lovely way to start that sort of process of reconciliation and working out where you are and who you are. And I thought it was a pretty good one.
Right on. And next here, we're going to put up Mr. A.P.'s piece.
Well, I had a
Are you
request.
Ready, A.P.?
Right, I'm perfectly ready, Linda, of course.
Did you have something different? Do you have something different than what was...
I was going to ask Springsinger to do one of his poems because I was actually looking at his pieces and I was going to ask him to do magic.
Oh, sure. Okay. And then you can go?
Yeah.
Okay. Fine. Okay. Springsinger, whenever you're ready.
In a land of wonder and awe, where magic reigns without a flaw, spells are cast at the flick of a wrist. And the impossible becomes a twist. The air is alive with mystical hue. The wizards and witches work their voodoo. Potions bubble and cauldrons boil. They conjure up a magical coil. Dragons soar high with mighty wings. Unicorns prance and dance and sing. Fairies flit up about with a twinkle in their eyes and sprinkle fairy dust in the sky. Power of magic is wondrous to behold. Lord of enchantment that never grows old. So let your imagination take flight and dive into the world of magic tonight.
Oh my God. That is so well written. You are amazing, young man. I'm impressed. I love the magical part of this because I like enchantment and wizards and witches and fairies and dragons. That's my genre, and you have totally taken my heart away with this. So thank you very much for sharing it, and thank you for coming back to the show. I'm really glad you made it. Let's see. Tammy, what did you think?
Oh, I thought it was darling. It was playful. He made it flow very nicely. It was whimsical. It was, I just had fun with it. I had fun listening to it.
Yeah, right. Right on.
You are
Sylvia.
Welcome, young man. Very good.
I thought it was absolutely phenomenal. It was whimsical is a perfect word for it. The way that he rhymed everything, the imagery was just fantastic. The witches, the voodoo, everything rhymed. The flow was great. I'm so impressed, and I'm so glad that I joined the show.
Yeah, I'm glad you did too. Nice comment.
This is
Springsinger. You are a star.
Yes, he is.
Yes, he is.
Let's see who else. AP.
Well, see, it was my request, and the reason I requested it was because it's a brilliant poem. It's a brilliant poem. Mm-hmm. It's got heart at its center, and it's got imagination at its center, and it's just a lovely piece of writing. Full stop.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Jody.
When I was the poem, I was like, wow, this really sounds like imagination, like at its finest, at least for me. Like with like the unicorns or the dragons, I like saw all these like visuals going by in my head. So yeah, I really, really loved it. It was like kind of beautiful. Yeah.
Right on. I wonder what happened to my... Oh, there we go. I think next we'll do Titus. We got a SoundCloud. Yeah. Do you want to grab that, AP?
I can grab the poem, but I'm not logged in as the...
I get the SoundCloud.
You can do the SoundCloud?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay, give me one tick, and I'll put the palm up on the board. Just one moment.
You're the bomb.
Okay.
So how's everybody doing tonight? Is everybody having a good time?
Having a
yeah.
ball.
Right on. Okay, here we go. Here's a joy to listen to.
a still life version, no less. From so shallow roots and soil so sparse, an orchid, for whom her inner goodness did not have love to await her under glass. Sleeping beauty, a still life version, no less. How far from deep within can all those dreams we've made, when in fact time was against all the odds, went into flower, the things love is wary of what happens next. Scent steeples open the delight to all apparels, the opulent deluge of honey as it trickles. Consent shows beauty resting on its laurels, pistols of lead to be palpitating ventricles. Had my life depended on my missing out, her opening her eyes that night, I've died many times before, I could see so devout, like virgin oil, honey slavers do coincide.
Wow, Mr. Titus, this is so sensually beautiful, or beautifully sensual, if I may. Tony, your ability to wisp your words onto the page is magical, and how magical the birth of an orchid is. Ever so entrancing and so delightful to be there as a witness to one of God's awesome creations. Your third verse calls to me, how I love you, explanation of the birth like Da Vinci creating his drawing of the helicopter, oh, so many years ago, show the intricate thought and total care that goes into a masterpiece. And then we have a still life version, no less. Loved it, Tony. Appreciatively yours, Linda. This man is a masterpiece. His work is beyond reproach. I mean, it's just so clean. Let me get Titus some more comments. AP, what did you think?
Well, look, it's a lovely piece, and yes, it talks about the growth and the birth of an orchid, and then he sort of parlays that in my head into his first encounter with his now wife. So he sort of talks about sort of the opening of this beautiful flower and the opening of this beautiful flower in his eye, if you like, with his partner. And he's got such a deep love for his partner. It's quite beautiful when he writes about it, and this is a great example of that.
Great. Yeah, good comment. Sylvia, what did you think?
I thought it was a great ode to nature, and the way that he describes the beauty, it's just it's breathtaking. I wouldn't be able to do that. That was just great, and the way you used his words was just brilliant. I enjoyed it. I was just mesmerized by it. I was just like, it was great.
Right on. Carmine.
Well, I'll tell you right now, this work of Titus is a very emotional love piece with a sensual sensitivity of devotion that he most excels in writing. His imagery is actually beautiful, and his use of the orchid, which is a very special exotic flower, is an excellent metaphor. His title is very mystifying. It truly is a grabber, and as it had been expressed by our devoted writers, Titus is he's one of our most illustrious writers, and in this poem right here, yeah, you could see it just flowing and being very exceedingly beautiful in all ways. So again, Titus, you're a great writer and most appreciated.
A treasure. Right on. Bringsinger, did you wanna comment, Bringsinger?
Sure. It was an outstanding poem. It was a very good write, although some of the words I cannot fully understand. From what I got, yeah. It was still an amazing write, and it's also one of my favorite poems. Like, every time I come on to the show, every single poem is amazing. It's truly outstanding.
I love your honesty. You know, there's nothing like the honesty of a youngin to just bring out the reality of what's going on. You, my darling, are such a sweetheart. Let's see. Jay.
Yes. I got a feeling from this of preciousness and value, and it was written with such tender affection. You can just feel the warmth and the humanity of it, and it's almost childlike, talking about the blooming and the creation, and you just want to hold it and protect it in your hands. It's gorgeous. I loved it so much. And if I can take just a moment to the young person that wrote the last poem that was read, I would just like to suggest that she read it more slowly and be very confident in her writing, because she is excellent, and it gives people a chance to hear what she's saying. Don't rush. People are not in a hurry. They want to hear what you have to say. And that's really all I had to put in. I don't want to take up too much of your time.
Oh, you're fine. You're fine. Although Bringsinger is a boy.
Yeah.
Sorry.
But I made the same mistake. Without seeing your face, you have such a pure voice. Jody, why don't we get a comment from you? Is Jody still with us? Jody.
You're gonna lock
dropped.
That back door, Linda.
Yeah.
you know
okay,
who would
Jody
come in.
Dropped.
Yeah.
Hatter, did you hear it?
No, I didn't. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay. Titus will forgive you. Tammy, what did you
so.
Think?
Oh, it was Titus. Oh.
I had a hard time hearing it. The parts that I did hear, I mean, I think the whole thing was just exquisite perfection. I mean, there's not much more I can say. I mean, he just kind of takes the cake.
Right
he
on.
Really does.
Yeah, you know, I read it a couple times, but I didn't hear the SoundCloud before I wrote my critique. And hearing him do the SoundCloud, I got so much more out of it. Like the yearning of love for his wife. How he looks into her eyes like the birth of an orchid. And that is so beautiful to watch an orchid unfold, would be like a love in your heart unfolding. So I got much more out of it listening to him this time. So, Tony, thank you so much for the beautiful SoundCloud. It was amazing. Let's see, who do we have?
Linda.
AP.
Can I go next? And just with Sylvia's poem, it's listed as adult.
Yeah, I read through it's got one swear word in
it,
but other than that, it's fine.
Yes. So if we could have Sing, and that would be great. But I'll read mine first, and then we'll go from there.
Okay.
This is Lovelorn, a villanelle, and it goes a little bit like this. My heart races when you first stir at morn. I first feel your tiny movements align. While I lay ready to kiss you, love lorn. Your languid limbs tremble and I but fawn. I know my touch and shadow you will pine. My heart races when you first stir at morn. Room softens with the arrival of dawn. Your arms askew as lips Beaujolais shine. While I lay ready to kiss you, love lorn. Air, a pale straw mop is born. It curls as falls languid over your spine. My heart races when you first stir at morn. Your eyes flicker as sleep soon will mourn. On fading stars, I rejoice you'll be mine. While I raise ready to kiss you, love lorn. You stare at me as my breath in is drawn. For your presence here, a goddess divine. While I lay ready to kiss you, love lorn, my heart races when you first stir at morn in pulse.
Wow. This is
wow.
Beautiful, AP. It speaks of a yearning love with such sensuality. A mist of love paints the verses with a desire. I love the repetition in this piece. It makes your heart open to the love it awaits. My favorite verse was verse 5. Your eyes flicker as sleep soon will mourn on fading stars. I rejoice you'll be mine while I lay ready to kiss you, love lorn. This is just so pretty and well written by my lovely friend who writes with his heart and soul. Thank you, AP. This was just a really awesome, awesome love piece that just shined with desire and hope, the hope that that you can wait to kiss her, and yeah, I really liked it. Let me give you some more comments.
Thank you,
Carmine.
Well, I'm gonna tell you right now, there's another Cyrano de Bergerac on our team, and it's very flowing, very moving. I would say a longing, a wonderful love piece that comes from the heart, and the kind that Cyrano would write to his beloved, but under shadows, and then finally to be known and, appreciated. So we appreciate what was written, and we could see that. You've got a lot of loving talent there because it flowed. And when it's something like that flows and it comes with emotion and feeling and sentiment and the sensitivity is just emanating like a 4th of July, well, I've got news for you. That's what you call writing. Excellent job.
Right on.
Thank you.
Bringsinger, what did you think?
I thought it was a fun poem. Again, I do not understand all of the words, but from what I do understand, it was a very nice poem, and it was very well written. I like how you noted what type of poem it was. When I noticed the words, I realized just how hard it is to make that type of a poem. I mean, there's like a paragraph of rules about this poem. And yet you were able to do it so wonderfully. It was just awesome.
Can you see the poem right now? Can you see the poem?
Yeah.
Okay, read the footnotes underneath the poem. That's what kind it is and what the structure of Villarreal. But I got a question for AP. Is this the normal pattern, or can you mix that up as far as repeating lines?
No, that's the pattern given Hatter, and it's from the 17th century from the French. And the reason I put those rules in was because we've had a couple of poets put Villanelles on the board recently, and they don't follow the rules, and that's fine. They're lovely poems, but Villanelles.
Okay, so this
yeah,
is
I
the,
thought it was really pretty.
The way it should be structured. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Really pretty. All righty. I think next we'll have Sylvia. Or let's get one more comment for AP. Tammy, what did you think about AP's beautiful piece? Did we lose Tammy? I guess we lost Tammy too.
Yes, we did.
Okay. Well, we'll go on and have Jay comment.
Well, you got me at the room softens and my heart races. I cannot see this poem, so I'm taking notes as we go. But that I can relate to that, and I'm sure many people can. And the nice thing about this lovely poem is that it gives hope to people that aren't feeling that. That's what it's going to feel like, and they're going to be feeling it too. It's very uplifting and encouraging, and it's so heartfelt. And you know it's true because no one could make that up, that kind of expression. So you know it's real. It's very hopeful. I just love it. I think it's necessary. More of us need to hear that.
Right on.
Thank you.
Good one, AP. Okay, I think next is Sylvia's poem, Letting Go.
Okay, so before, do I have permission to say a curse word? I feel really, it's kind of awkward. I'm not sure if you guys want me to go ahead and say it. I want to make sure that it's okay.
You could bleep it out.
Okay.
Because we do have a 12-year-old. We do
exactly.
have a 12-year-old on tonight.
Yes, ma'am. I understand. So I will change the word. Letting go. Another bout, a dance in time, a waltz of mischief runs through my mind. The estranged mistress defeats the war. The battle ensues forevermore. Dim-lit candles illumine the path. The lust-reserved demonic laugh. Arm in arm, thoughts spin away. The game is on, which way to play. Hello, misery, pain, and despair. I'm leaving now, thoughts to share. Despair pops up and promptly speaks. What of the quotes, the books you keep? Well, thanks to you, I spit right back. They're incomplete, they'll stay like that. Her faithful presence does abide, surrendered thoughts locked in my mind. How dare she ask of all my works, if not for them, same thoughts would lurk. Then misery comes into sight, with pain in hand, stands up to fight. Misery looms, just smiles and stares, she understands more than despair. I bid you well and wish you peace, and prays for me down on her knees. Is this my blessing to let me go, to wish me well and save my soul? Pain looks up and sneers at me. You want to go, fine, take my lead. The many scars that hid for years are burning now and bleed with tears. I sit there on my messy bed while arguments run through my head. I've lost control, the will to live, great freaking show, a fine privilege. My presence meet comes to an end, departing now, goodbye, good friends. The visions around are glistening clear, their gifts are fond, I keep them dear. Despair grows hopeless through the end. I embrace her. Goodbye, my friend. Misery fights to let me go. She holds on tight. I loosen hold. Our fingertips held in a trance are suffering such a bitter romance. Then pain appears and holds me close, kisses me softly, then lets me go. With all of them gone, I have no fear. Then death arrives. Welcome, my dear.
Whoa.
Wow. This one got me because this is so well written, first of all, and it's just an awesome piece of poetry. And besides the stellar rhyme and flow, this poem has an intellect full of truth and wisdom. And I love how you interact with your antagonists, misery, pain, and despair. Its poetic language had me mesmerized as it formed an artistic bond around your thoughts. My favorite part was verse 5. The many scars that hid for years are burning now and bled with tears. That was so, it just came out at me like so bold and so well said, Sylvia. Thank you for this beautiful piece of art, and please, please come back again. We would love to hear more from you. This was wonderful. Let me give you some more comments. Miss J, what did you think?
You know, we all argue with ourselves over everything while we're making decisions, and you have covered all the bases in when misery and suffering are like a bricks on our shoulders and we don't know what to do. The waltz of mischief, that expression is just perfect for an introduction to where you're going to take us down the path and through each of these companions, more or less, that come take a hold of us. And I think it's beautifully written. The closure is perfect, and it talks about something that we can all relate to, which is very important to me. I enjoy that. That's when you draw me in, and you had me at Waltz of Mischief. So very nicely done. Thank you.
Thank you.
Right on. Good comment. Let's see, Carmine.
Well, you know, just that title alone is very provocative, and I'll tell you why, because one of the, I would say, most difficult things in our lives would be making a decision to let go, or in a position where you see someone going and not returning. But in this case, her feelings were so emotionally disturbed that you got to the point where that was the only alternative. And so the decisions we make are the consequences we live with or die with. And in her case, you see over here that she made a good choice and was on a both parts, so it was brought out by many of our fine writers that she emphasized the title explicitly, and as was mentioned, whatever a writer does in respect to her feelings and gets it across, then that title becomes a part of someone's thinking, and that's where you have to give the writer a lot of commendation. And Sylvia did an excellent job on that.
Thank you.
Right on. Yeah, I like the way you personified your antagonist here. You made misery, pain, and despair like entities, and I like that. Because it made them stand out and have a word, you know. They're not just words on a page. They have a word. But good job.
Thank you,
Tammy. Oh, did we lose Tammy?
I think so.
I think we lost. Yeah, I think so too. Okay.
Gave all the antagonists an attitude, which makes them real.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. That's a better way of saying it. Thank you, Jay.
Sure.
We didn't do her poem yet.
Yeah, I was wondering where she was getting mad at. Thought I had missed something, but it came together at the end. And I got what she was saying. For short little tight rhyming, it carries a lot of meaning to it. That was good.
Right.
Very good.
Okay. Let's see. We're gonna do Tammy's next, so we might as well go ahead and do it.
do it.
We'll do it. And I read it, so it's on the board.
Tammy's. Got it.
Okay. Uh-oh. Go back. Go back. Yeah.
You've gone too far.
Okay. I'm sorry she left, but I'll read her poem. It's called Indian Maiden. My Indian painting hangs upon a lonely wall. A beautiful young maiden, proudly graceful, she's called. She has chestnut skin and black coral eyes. Only one warrior has weakened her guise. Praying to the sky, her head tilted upward. I look upon her face, she's missing her lover. To keep them sustained, he hunts the great buffalo. She waits for his return, but her God only knows. A feather mingles in long midnight hair. Hands rest near her heart, and his necklace she wears. Colors of love exude from within. She patiently waits forever, promised to him. By Tammy Brown. Beautiful poem. Thank you,
oh,
Tammy, for sharing. I'm sorry you left. This just had a flavor about it that of old, long time ago in the, you know, in the day. And let me see what I got here. I don't think I wrote anything for it. So anyway, I thought that it was very well written, and I loved the storyline. Talking about the Indians, and the warrior's off hunting great buffalo, and she waits for his return. Not, you know,
her life is suspended while he's gone.
Right, fearing that he may not come back, and the strength that she portrays in this is like just awesome. But I loved her write, and let me get her some more comments. Sylvia. Oh, do we use Sylvia too? Oh, we're losing people. Bringsinger, what did you think?
I thought it was an amazing poem, and at the same time, I thought it was more of the actual picture than poem at the same time, because of how descriptive it was and how it portrayed the imagery, like as if I was looking at it right now. It was very
right
descriptive
on.
And really amazing.
Uh-oh. Very good comment. Carmine.
Well, I tell you, Tammy did a really fine job. She's very talented in writing description, very picturesque of an endearing love, and some of the lines that I really felt were moving would be the one that mentioned about the feather mingles in long midnight hair. That's word painting. Hands rest near her breast, and his necklace she wears. Good imagery. It shows that there's a love there that endures and waits, that it's true, that it's honest and perpetual. And even if it is of, should I say, Tom's time has gone past, it still remains. And so she brought back the past in a beautiful piece of work that, is perennial, because true love never fails. And in her case, that's what she reveals.
Right on, Carmine. Let's see, Miss J.
Yes, ma'am. I got the feeling of devotion out of this. And just patience and faith. and trust in one another. And she set the stage by saying she's looking at the painting on a bare wall. And that never left me. The whole time I was listening to the poem, I was listening to the painting that she drew, the long black hair, the coral eyes, you know, the stillness of the moment. It was just breathtaking. I just loved it, really.
Right on. And let's see. I think we lost AP. So we'll go on to Jenny the Deep has a poem called May They Escape the Darkness I Couldn't.
Mm-hmm.
What? How come
I'm here.
AP I want to
just...
Oh, Hatter.
Yeah. This is Hatter.
You want to comment?
I just wanted to state.
Would you like to?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. I love the way she started it. Not, I see an Indian painting or an Indian painting on the wall. It's my Indian painting hanging on a lonely wall. Maybe the only thing on the wall, right?
Yeah.
And
right.
She does a great job. So it really reads as a prized possession. I hope I'm getting that right. And she does a good job describing it.
Yeah, you're
it.
Right. You're right. Good comment.
It's like she tried to walk into the painting and become part of
yeah.
the feeling of the painting.
Yeah.
It was beautiful.
Cool. All righty. Jenny the Deep has one called May They Escape the Darkness I Couldn't.
I got it.
May they escape the darkness I couldn't. My head's consumed with thoughts of death, wishing every day that take my last breath. I'm always taking life for granted, trying to end it every chance I get. I may not fear the reapers taking me, but I will fight him off my family, living life, longing and praying to expire, hoping my loved ones never have this desire. For them, I wish they turned to a higher power, never to be trapped in insanity's jury tower. May they find the strength that I couldn't, succumbing to such darkness they shouldn't, in poem. And I think, Jenny, this was an emotional trip for me. Really, thanks for reminding me on how fragile life can be when you're entrapped within a cage of discontent and brutal behavior. I think the part I like best is the last verse. For them, I wish they turned to a higher power, never to be trapped in insanity's jury tower. May they find the strength that I couldn't, succumbing to such darkness they shouldn't. No truer words could cross my lips. This really hit hard and reminded me strength is all they've got. I was an addict trying to take care of my family, and it got to the point I just couldn't function anymore. I tried to keep it together for years, and you think that you're all, you know, bitching and strong and stuff, but you realize at some point that you're really an idiot and you've lost everything, and including the people that you love the most. So she brought this out in a very poignant way. Let me get her some more comments. Jay.
It's the sound of a very lonely battle, a very isolated feeling. We've all been there. And at some point, that weakness that we feel, that helplessness, that I can't survive, when you reach that point, she talks about her family. She turns to them saying, don't be like I am. So her wish is not for herself, but her wish is for the people she loves so dearly. And that closure is just, it's touching. And it's very powerful. I like very much what you did with the ending of this.
Yeah, good comment. Yeah, she really did. I had to read that one a couple of times because it just so hit home with me, and I was kind of dissecting the parts that made me feel, and she really did a good job.
She turned herself inside out.
Yeah. Bring Singer, did you want to comment?
Yeah, it was a sad poem. Yeah, I like how she feels like they can't go on, but there was hope for the next group to be able to get out. They think that they may not be able to get out, but they hope that the next group may be able to. I actually have a personal connection with this because one of my friends has the same feeling.
Wow, that must be hard for you.
It's a very sad poem, but I really like that she's hoping others may be able to get out.
Right. Well said. Carmine.
Well, my dear, you know, death is our worst enemy. And the fear of it keeps us always protecting life. Jenny's work here hinges to me on depression that sometimes overcomes that desire to live. However, for the family, she will fight it because of the love she has for them. It could be a very fatal disease. In all cases, it's very emotional. It's a psychological study of life and dying, even to pray for it. Wow. But it's very sad in its tonality, but very expressive. It's meditative, and it's a powerful work. Its musical flows and the rhymes are really excellent. So Jenny again gets 5 stars for me for this. Like you said, you read it. I read it quite a few times. And finally, my comments that I express were revealed by, I believe, the third reading. So she got me there on that because I know some people who were in that zone. And I'm telling you, you don't want to be there.
Right. Well, I'm going to grab another poet that is very, very well written. And his name is Pee Wee Pewson. And he's out there in poetry land waiting to hear his poem. Come on. Okay. Convincing Illusions by Pee Wee Cuson. Alone you laugh, in day in line, crystal vision running, absent mind. Cattle call, our battering ram charge, came on a whirlwind, let you at large. Soothing words oft said, seldom heard, subversive mind, divisive thoughts absurd. Simpler convictions, belief in shall stay, convincing illusions on wind still blow away. And, you know, Pee-wee always impresses me with his just extremely well-written poetry. I'm sure my reading of it didn't do it justice, but this had almost a magical in its portrayal of the mind's illusion. His artistry, artistic manner of rhyming is spectacular, and the flow is smooth as silk. My favorite part was verse 3, soothing words oft said, seldom heard, subversive mind, divisive thoughts absurd. Which is something that we come across on a daily basis. Words being said but not heard. and he has such a smooth verse full of truth and wisdom. I really love this poem, Pee-wee. You definitely have come out of your funk. Well done. I'm glad to see you back. Your poems have not been hurt, so thank you for returning. Carmine.
Well, I tell you, that old Pee-wee did again. Really, the musical rhyme was so flowing. The mind, a masterpiece of creation, can be influenced subversively as I try to get my words together, or divisive, really with absurd thoughts. So it's very reflective of how people can be manipulated. I love the parts where he's talking about convictions to be believed, which stay. Illusions like a theater piece, or, you know, a play or something is really an illusion of reality. But in his case, he's talking about authentic realism. And so we must be very careful of what we read or what we hear. And it's very deep in his thinking. It's very thought-provoking. So, Pee-wee, let me say I loved it. And I always appreciate all your creative endeavors and also your creative writing.
Right. Miss J.
This is a nice piece. I like it. It's like a warning, but it sounds so casual. The way it's written just sounds like something that he would say to a friend. And to do a poem that way, to write it in that style, is the hardest thing to do, to make something sound like you didn't work on it. And it's just beautiful. I love the idea that it's thought-provoking. You have to think about it gives you something to think about. You know, don't trust people. Don't trust what you hear. Second guess it. Be careful. You know, all the things Mama told you and they told you in kindergarten. And it's that the offhandishness of the style is an illusion in itself, because he's very profound in this write. And it's just, well, very well done. I really like the style. Thank you for writing that for us.
Right on. I'm sure he'd be greatly appreciative. Let's see, who do we got? Bring Singer Drop. So I guess it's just Jay, Carmine, and me.
No, oh, my goodness, how will we ever manage?
No, you're still there? Would you like to comment on the... Okay.
Sure.
I'm here, too. What board are you looking at?
I'm looking at my thing that said everybody dropped. Go ahead, Brinksinger.
So, I really like the poem. Oh, again, very confusing from the words for more confusion. But how it's stated, it just seems so, it seems to flow so easily. That seems to mean so much. Like, even like one line, and there's like two words, it seems to portray such a big meaning, yet in such a small amount of writing space. Outstanding poem.
Right on.
Singer, how old are you?
I really. Are you sure you're not a little bit older?
Nope.
Can you imagine when they're 20?
Right.
This is where they are now.
You'll be amazing.
Yeah.
Okay, I just figured out that Deborah Lee sent a different poem in than the one she had originally, and needs a reader. Mm. Jay, you have no way to read the poem?
What poem?
I can't see.
No, I'm not. I don't have a visual on any of this. I have a poem I can read if you like.
Well, I got Deborah Lee's up. You want to read Deborah's? It's
sure.
on the board now.
Yeah. As my eyes met, as my eyes meet yours across the yard. Pretty picture. As my eyes meet yours across the yard. Breezes swing the blooming wildflowers, curtsying to me as the footsteps pass by, and the sun stains the clouds opal hues, glowing as the clusters float on the sky. Birds in the treetops sing sweet songs as whispers surf the morning breezes. Then a chill hits the air, silencing sounds. The blood flowing in my veins freezes. Tummy butterflies somersault in me now. My pulse hammers thumping in my ears. Are the thumps a message to stay or go? Do I run to you or do I switch my gears? Downshift. Yeah. Downshift.
Beautiful. Beautiful. You know, this is a change from her last couple that were deep and dark. I'm amazed to see this beauty. Well, I'm not amazed. I mean, it's not amazing that she could come up with this beauty. I'm just amazed that it's back to her wonderful, beautiful, colorful. I love, and the sun stains the clouds opal hues, glowing as the clusters float on the sky. I mean, this whole thing, curtsying to me as my footsteps passed by. The way she describes things is ultimately just beautifully pretty.
Somebody back their phone away from their mouth a little bit. They're breathing into the phone, and we can.
Is it Carmine? I think that might be you. Can you back away from the microphone a little bit? That's better.
Away from. Yeah, we can hear you breathing. It's causing some static.
Yeah, but we know you're alive
on the line.
Yeah, that's yeah. No problem.
Yeah. Okay.
So was I the only one that, that read funny? Was I the only one that read funny?
Read funny?
You wanted funny? Something about giggles and laughs? And that's not this week?
Oh, yeah.
For your... okay, I was just wondering if I read it all.
So anyway, back to her beautiful... just intriguing, right, that birds in the treetops sing sweet songs as whispers surf the morning breezes. Then a chill hits the air, silencing around sound. The blood flowing in my veins freezes.
She has a combination of three different quotes. She used three different combined
really?
Prompts. A quote for a prompt, in the author's notes. Yeah.
Oh wow, she is so clever, that girl. I'm impressed by her. Jay, would you like to?
I'm sorry.
What's that? Jay, would you like to comment?
I like we all see the sky, and she's talking about how beautiful the sky is. She's talking about how beautiful the birds sing. And the message that she's sending us is that when you are empowered by love, you view the world differently. The clouds, it could be a cloudy gray day, but it would look sunny to you. And so when we're in love, we're influenced by our feelings, and the world is different to us. So be careful what you see, because you don't know what you're seeing, really.
That's right. Yeah.
I like that. She tucked that in there very, very carefully, and it was just beautiful. Funny.
Good comment, Jay. Good catch. Carmine.
Well, she's got such beautiful expressions in her words. The rhyme is actually beautiful, and it sounds like the moment that stays forever on my mind. It's, love at first sight, and sometimes, love at first sight could be a fright, and sometimes it may turn on you. So you have to really test that love. in her case, she says at the end, do I run to you or do I switch my gear? Well, women are very intuitive when it comes to love. That's their life or their lives, and it's so meaningful to them, far more than a man. I've experienced this so many times. And what she's saying here is real. And that's why when the woman makes a choice, like I said before, the choices are the consequences we live with or die with. And sometimes love can be, well, they say love is, you know, marriage is made in heaven. Well, so is thunder and lightning. And so in this case, she's very clever. Very clever. She has to make a choice. And that love is so powerful that sometimes it overrides reason.
Yes.
Great.
Statistics show that married people live longer than single people. So if you want a long, slow death...
Oh my God. I should live to be 200, huh?
Yeah.
Very
hey, Linda.
Cool. Yeah.
You know, we never really got Brink Singer into the group, sort of christened him into the group. I'd like to do that if I could. Brink Singer.
Yeah.
What I'm going to do is come over here, come over by the wall. I'm going to hand you a glass, and you throw the glass against the wall. Then I'll hand you a couple plates, and this is what we let the new members play. So here's the glass. Yeah, here's a couple plates. Hey, yep. Okay, one more. Oh, okay.
Brink Singer.
Yeah.
You are now officially dubbed into the group.
In the group.
Right on. That was great, Hatter. Thank you for doing that.
What the hell was that?
Yeah.
Wonderful fun.
And did we get everybody? Hatter, did you want to comment?
Oh, I got to sweep all this up. Well, I'm on Deborah, is it on Deborah's? Oh no, the one we read.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let me go to my comment. Oh, it was Deb's. Okay, yeah. I had a whole different thought process what I thought until I read the author's note that she used the quotes from the prompt. So that sort of tore apart what I was trying to piece together. The tummy butterflies that assaulted me now, after the birds in the treetops, sweet songs and the blood flowing in my veins freezes. She has a way of combining a pretty picture and then putting blood flowing in my veins freezes. I mean, that's sort of a feel good, sort of the opposite of what Pretty Bird would do. Pretty Bird used to set you up. And,
right.
So it was very good.
Good comment. Brink Singer, did you want to comment?
Sure. It was an enjoyable and awesome poem. Somewhat dark, yet still outstanding. And again, well, my more favorited poems.
Very good. Very good. So now that you're officially dubbed into the club.
Official.
Officially. How do you feel?
The same. Throwing all of this plates were fun.
Yes, it is all for fun. Because that's what we like to do here on the Liquid Damage Lounge, is have fun.
Yep.
Okay, we'll get you a silver-plated dustpan.
Yeah, take me all night.
Yeah, I had
everybody gets a little carried away.
Hatter dummy, Dr. Damage. I am Susie and
Dr. Damage.
Susie and level poet now. Out with the Seuss, Dr. Seuss, and in with the Dr. Damage.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you very much for that. That was very sweet. Okay, we have one coming up from Heavenly Angel. Bringsinger, would you like to read this one?
Sure, is it Breakfast in Bed? Is that the
What's
one?
What's that?
What is the name of it?
Now, what were you asking?
What is the name of the poem?
Oh, the poem is called Breakfast in Bed.
Opening it. Sunday morning dawns in shades of tangerine rust and plum. I sleepily sit up in our four-poster bed, trying to gain focus and clarity. I reach towards you but find you not there. Sheets are crumpled but still warm from your heat. Bedroom door opens and you enter, carrying the tray and smiling that smile that melts my heart. Breakfast in bed, babe. It's all you say and let the towel keeping it warm. Coffee, orange juice, crispy bacon, tubelet, berry pancakes with melted butter and a dollop of whipped cream. Breakfast in bed. Maybe we'll have lunch and dinner here as well.
Well done. Well done.
I'm leaving now. I'm going to get a snack.
All right, Jay.
No, I'm just kidding. It made me hungry.
Oh, you're joking.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I thought this was simply beautiful. It beams with love and devotion. The structure is soft, made with loving hands, and some who are completely in love. Giving somebody breakfast in bed is such a personal thing, I think, and such a gift of love. My favorite part was breakfast in bed. Maybe we'll have lunch and dinner here as well. Damn straight, that's the best idea I've heard all day. I love your poem, Angel. It's straightforward and full of love, and that's what I love about your poetry, always so full of love. And romanticism overflows the page. Keep it up, sweetheart. Jay, would you like to comment?
Yeah, I would like to say I always worry about what the kitchen looks like and what I'll have to clean up. It's a lovely poem. It's a great idea. And you're right. It's a very personal gift that you can give someone. And you come to expect it after a while. My husband makes me breakfast every morning, and it is, I could not leave him just for his coffee, okay? It's just wonderful. I'm spoiled.
Right on. That's lovely. Wow.
Oh, yeah.
You're a lucky lady.
Tell me about it.
What did you think? Yeah?
I thought it was
Bringsinger, what did you think?
Nice. That was a nice poem. It was very emotional, but overall it was a really nice poem, and I enjoyed reading it. I have some personal connections to doing breakfast in bed. Say, for Mother's Day and Father's Day, I do the same thing for my parents, and it was an awesome poem.
Right on. That's so sweet. And yes, you did an awesome job reading that. And it's really hard to read somebody else's poem, especially the first time you see it. So you did a really good job.
You sure did.
Carmine.
Well, Heavenly Angel did a heavenly job on that. It's very sentimental. It's very delightful in its imagery. And the love expressed, especially on a Sunday morning. Well, it's a surprise breakfast in bed, which I love, and I do sometimes surprise my wife. I don't know how to cook at all, but I can make some very fascinating eggs. It's tasteful, it's warm, it's mild, It smiles at you. It melts your heart. And really excellent
awesome,
description.
Carmine.
So, yeah, that heavenly angel is a heavenly writer. I mean, that is, I appreciate
yes,
all your, you know, contributes. Yeah.
Right on. Well, I think we're coming to an end of the show, so give me a second. Everybody,
nice.
I want to thank you for coming. I want to thank Carmine, Sylvia, Bringsinger, Jody T, Hatter, Fursifer, Tammy, Jay, AP, Tony, Jenny, Pee-wee, Deb, and Angel for all participating in my show, because without you, I can't have my show. So thank you all for showing up. And please come back next week. We'll do it all over again. So.
Oh, yeah. Same bat time, same bat channel.
Yep.
All right, everybody. Have a good night.